no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
When I record these, we do them live on Facebook, as you know, and then what I do is we have them edited down. We then post them on YouTube, we post them on my blog, we also cut these down into a podcast so you can listen to them. And as you know, I'm addicted to podcasts, so if you ever want to just listen to the audio, and we cut out all the stuff before this where, you know, we welcome and say hello to everybody, because the podcasts are a bit more of a meat of the matter kind of a thing. But I thought about it because we do have new people who are here that I would introduce myself and maybe do that a little bit more often. My name is Will Bowen. I am the number one international best-selling author. I am the creator of the Complaint Free Movement, which has over 13 million followers in 108 countries. My books have been translated into 36 languages and have sold nearly 4 million copies. So that's a little bit of who I am and who my past is. Let's talk about you and your future. We've been talking a lot recently about goal setting and about the importance of knowing where it is you want to go in life. And as I talk about it, I tend to forget sometimes things that we all go through whenever we are experiencing or trying to experience something new, when we're trying to change our lives. Some of the more less obvious, I realize that was a double negative or a contrary, but the less obvious things are exactly how we know what it is we want. For example, I shared with you that I have gone back and taken the time to look at all of my life's goals and then to write down everything that I want and then to get pictures of everything. Now, it sounds like that would take you the rest of your life. No, it probably took me a few hours. The more difficult thing was deciding exactly what it was that I want to do in life. For example, I'm looking at a beautiful image of Scotland right now. I'm also looking now at a road trip to Italy, because what I want to do is drive across Italy. I want to take a month and drive across Italy. Now, yesterday, Arlene asked a question, and I loved the way she did it. She put, I think, some emojis, and she also put some little emotion and stuff like that, saying, "How do you know what you want?" And I realize that that is not as obvious and self-evident as we would tend to think it might be. Well, of course you know what you want. No, we don't. We grow up with people telling us what they want us to want or telling us what we want. I remember I grew up and wanted to be a comedian. And my mother told me that, you know, no, she actually recommended. She says, "Why don't you just be a speaker for a living and you can tell jokes?" And I kind of forgot that until decades later, when that's indeed what I do. And I do 30 to 40 speeches a year now. So how do you decide what it is you want? Well, let me tell you how I did it. And there's a shortcut, but I'm going to tell you how I did it. When I was 33, I went through my first divorce. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and got back into doing what I had always done. I was an entrepreneur prior to that. I had motivational products that I sold, not surprising. And I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and while I was there, I worked at a radio station. I sold the biggest client on the station. But because I was so unhappy, I was so beaten down from what I was going through emotionally, I was a drag to be around, and ultimately they let me go. For a number of very good reasons, honestly. I mean, I never did anything wrong. I really was the top. I brought in the biggest account, but I had also put my hat into the ring to become the new sales manager. And then when they hired someone else, that person, I think in some way, saw me as a threat. I don't know. The bottom line was, as with all things, what seems like tragedies often become the greatest blessings in your life. So I took 5 weeks and I camped up the East Coast. Some of you know this story. I actually got in my car with no plans. That was the point. No plans. I did not know what my internal guidance in life was. I realized that I did not know. People say, oh, what's your dream? What's your vision? What do you want to do? And I realized that I had absolutely no idea. So my goal was to get in touch with my internal guidance. And so one morning I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had been planning to make this trip for a week or two, and I was staying at my mom's house. And I remember there's a thing from the book of Genesis where it says Lot was seized and made to move. It was when he left Sodom. And for me, I felt seized. I felt like if I didn't get out of that bed that moment and leave, I was going to die. And I got in my car and I started driving. And I started just driving east to the coast. And then I drove up the coast. And the only rule that I had was I was not going to get on a major interstate. I was going to take the off-roads. And I camped most of the way, just sleeping on the ground in a tent. But here's the point. I did a couple of things on that trip. Number one, I trusted my internal guidance and allowed it to take me wherever it chose to take me. And I weaved here and there up and down the coast. But one of the things that I did while I was doing this, because I too, Harlene and everybody else, wanted to figure out for myself what it was I wanted in my life. What are my goals? I didn't know. Everything I thought of, I thought, how would my parents or other people think of me being, doing, or having that? And it was so oppressive, really taking in what other people might think or say. So what I did was, I set aside writing my goals, and I took the various areas of my life, such as physical and emotional and family and work and the various areas. I think there are 8. I've written about them in books. But it's not elusive. Just pick the areas of your life that are important and then ask yourself, and your ego is going to love this, okay? And if you've been multitasking, come back to me because you need to hear this. You need to write down everything you don't want in all of those areas. Can you believe it? A motivational speaker telling you to write down everything you don't like and don't want in a relationship. Now, why? Number one, your ego's got a lot of stuff it doesn't like. Your ego can tell you straight up, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, I don't want that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Until we know what we don't want, it's very difficult to know what we do want. Have you ever been to see Cirque du Soleil? Surely you've heard of Cirque du Soleil. Or probably you've seen ads for Cirque du Soleil. There are probably a half dozen versions of Cirque du Soleil now in Las Vegas and around the world. There's probably dozens around the world. How did Cirque du Soleil come about? Cirque du Soleil was profiled in a book called Blue Ocean Strategy, which I highly recommend. And this is what I'm recommending you do with your life. Cirque du Soleil was one of many companies that sat and looked at an industry and said, what are the things about this that are a total drag that we really don't want to do? Cirque du Soleil discovered that over the years since P.T. Barnum, circuses began to rely on celebrities. There were celebrity clowns like Emmett Kelly and others. They were celebrity acrobats. They were the great Walindas, the flying Walindas. They were celebrity high wire acts, as I said. There were celebrities. The problem with celebrities is they are temperamental and they are expensive. They're the straw that stirs the drink and they know it. So that's one problem with the traditional model of circuses. Do you know what the number one expense is with a circus? By far, hands down, animals. Animals. Caring for, moving, transporting, veterinary bills, moving animals all over the country. extremely expensive. So Cirque du Soleil decided they were going to get rid of celebrities. They were going to get rid of animals. They were going to instead focus on the other things that people really enjoy, which is the majesty and the magistry of the circus, as well as the clowns. And so they began to combine basically a Broadway show with acrobats, clowns. Now you have Cirque du Soleil. They figured out everything they don't want. If you have not done this, probably before you even consider writing out your goals, and I meant to bring in my notebook this morning, but you know those little composition books that you get in college, right? I have a drawer full of them, empty ones, okay? Because as soon as one is full, you know what I do with it? I throw it away. This is why some people have been so wonderful to give me expensive journals. I've had $100 journals, $200 journals of hand-tooled leather with the pages sewn in by hand. And when I get done, I feel so terrible because all I want to do is just discard it. So just get a notebook and write down everything you don't want in your job, everything you don't want to deal with, okay? Everything you don't want to do. Write down the same thing in your relationships. Write down everything that you don't want in your health. I don't want to be fat anymore. Write down everything that you don't want, and you'll find out what you do want. Now, what I've asked you to do today is going to take you some time, and it's going to take you some courage. And most people won't do it, but you will. I have faith in you. You're a person that wants to see your life better. And by simply taking a little bit of time, investing a little bit of time, what I do is I pour myself my coffee. I drag a lawn chair out into the corridor so I can watch the sun rise over John Pennekamp State Park. And I take my journal. And about the time I finish my cup of coffee, I'm done with my journaling. So it's not like it's a huge thing. It's just something. And as always, the hardest thing is getting started. So figure out what you don't want, and you'll find out what's left. And then it's amazing how much easier it is to discover. One of the things that I definitely want living down here in Florida is a boat. But I've been driving around, and I know nothing about seagoing boats or ocean-going boats. That doesn't. I'm not going from here to Ireland or anything like that, but just something to tool around the bay and take out on the ocean. But I have no idea what I want. Absolutely no idea what I want. So I've started looking and going, I don't want that. I don't want one of those tots. I don't want this and I don't want that. And I'm starting to see exactly what it is, what I want. Right now, I'm pretty sure I know what I want. So figure out what you don't want and you'll learn what it is that you do want. Let me catch up with some of the things people have said, and then we're going to say goodbye so I can go do our complaint-free meditation program. Linda says, welcome to Merchie, who's here for the first time. So does Dominic. Love this approach. Brilliant, Arlene. I'm so glad it was helpful. That was your idea. Same principle as having a not-to-do list instead of a to-do list. I love that, Ed. We may have to go in deeper with that. Absolutely. Figure out what you do not want in life, and you will soon discover what it is you do want. And you, one of the things that I have posted this many times, and people, it's the number one thing that people attack me for. So I'm going to say it right now. Anything you desire, you deserve. Let me say that again. Anything you desire, you deserve. You've just got to figure out what you desire. Now, why do I say you deserve it? Because the only way to get what you desire, in almost every case, is to serve other people. It's a divine and beautiful system. So give to others, and you'll get everything you want. Today is Friday. Monday is Labor Day, so I will not be here with you, but I look forward to being with you on Tuesday. I've got something exciting I want to talk to you about. It's called Upper Limiting. It's something that I discovered from Gay Hendricks. And then based on another person's comment, I'm going to be talking about what I call COVID regrets. Let me say that again. COVID regrets? Wow. Before I close, Merchie says, love the idea. Have a glorious weekend. I will be back on again next week after the long weekend. Namaste, my friends. Arlene, you are a good friend, and we're glad to have you. How do we build this community? How do we get great new people like Merchie? Click merch, click share right now. Click the share button, and make sure you let me know that you share. My nose is itching today, literally. My mom always said that means somebody's coming to see you. So I hope that's true, and I hope they're nice. Blessed weekend to you and everybody. Have a great weekend. Love you all. See you next week. Be safe. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're